Hello.
Hi, Curtis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good too. Thank you for asking. I was actually just following up. I'm sure you got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, we've opted not to do it anymore with the Splash.
Oh, okay. How
Actually,
come?
that gets y'all to close this out.
So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the second. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $499 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due.
I'm not paying that. So do whatever you have to do, because I had talked to a gentleman on the phone and had them cancel. I told them like 3 weeks ago to cancel it, and nobody is doing anything to cancel it, because, so I don't know. I mean, I just canceled the card. But I called and spoke to somebody about 2.5 weeks
Abraham
ago.
talked to you on August 5th, it says, but
He
that
talked
was
to me.
when the payment was already past due. However, I want to give you one option if I may. I know you're set on canceling and you know that's if that's what you want to do, I'll respect it, right? But I do want to let you know that that would mean that you took the first $499 and threw it down the toilet because it also says in the terms and conditions that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And I tell you that, Curtis, because you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode. Get your phone ringing and do some really solid things for your business. So with that being said, your program includes an extra $300 worth of Google Ads. If you wanted to, we could take those ads off. And that would lower that past due amount to just $199. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated devices such as Alexa. And a lot of people will go to a package like that because
Is it 199 from there on out?
yeah, you'd be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up for you.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, that's a much better option for you, Curtis. And as a matter of fact, I'm also going to send you a review generator email that will help you get some more 5-star ratings on your Google listing here and there. And so let me just make the adjustment to the pricing. And for that $199, should I try it on the same card or is it going to be a different card?
I'll have to get you another one to run it.
Okay, no problem. So, okay, good. I adjusted it in two places. So moving forward, you're at that new $199 pricing. And do you have a new card to update now, you mean, or do you want me to call back?
Do you have the 19? Let me see if I can do something here.
Sure.
You still have the old card, correct?
Yeah, it ends in 7043. It's a Visa.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Okay, try it now.
Okay.
Here is our main problem.
Okay.
I am not computer literate. I am not wanting to do anything to have to do
Oh.
anything. I don't know how to do any of that stuff, and it gets aggravating.
100%. I understand. Believe me, I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes when they talk to me, I think they're speaking Greek or something. I have no clue what they're talking about, you know? So here's one very important piece of the puzzle that I will tell you. They've emailed you a couple of times to add us as a manager to the Google listing. Now, you're not computer literate, so you probably don't even have access to that Google listing, do you?
No, I don't know, even know what they're wanting.
Okay, do you know if maybe someone else set it up in the past, like another company or a friend or something, or you just have no idea?
I have no idea. It would have been me listening to somebody else at the time and doing it and forgetting all about it.
Got
so,
it.
I mean,
okay.
I did it. I know I would have done it, but I don't know how to give you all anything on it.
Okay. So what I would suggest is, hold on. I'm sending one of the technicians a note that you need assistance adding us as manager.
And what am I adding? See, here's another thing that I don't understand. I don't know what I'm adding you to do.
Oh, okay.
If it's something that I've set up and it's my Google that I created, then I don't want anybody else to have access to it. You know what
so
I mean?
It's your Google business profile. It belongs to you and your business, okay? So that never changes. You're the owner of it. All we do is ask to be added as a manager, so we go in and optimize it to show on the first page, right? Because if we created a new one, that would be a duplicate listing, and that would hurt your rankings. So what we do is we just go into the one that you already have, you add us as a manager, and we optimize it to rank on the first page. Now, in the future, if you ever decided to stop working with Local Splash, you just go in and remove us as a manager, but the ownership of the page still belongs to you. Does that make sense?
I don't even know how to get to the page to do all that. Or I just need somebody to walk me through it.
That's what I'm asking the technicians right now. I'm asking them if one of them can call you or even jump on the line right now and help you through it, because it's actually a simple process, but I agree with you. If you follow the instructions on the email, it gets a little bit confusing. But I'll tell you this, when you go to James is going to call you, but I'm telling him, hold on. I'll tell him, give me 2 minutes. I'm going to have him call you back in 2 minutes, but I just want to explain to you that when you go to the Google business profile, that, the my.google.com, it'll have a login at the top. If you use your regular email address and maybe a password that you're familiar with, just try that when James jumps on the phone, and then you'll be able to get right in. And then once you're in, he'll show you how to add it, okay?
Okay, I need you to repeat what you just said.
Okay, so when he gives you the website that you have to log in to get to the Google business profile, right, it's going to have a little button at the top that says login. It's going to be business.google.com, right? And you'll see at the top where it says manage or login. When you hit login, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So the username is going to be whatever email address you use when you set this up. Okay. The password, most people have a favorite password that they just use. So just try whatever email and whatever password that you think you might have used. And then once you get in, he'll help walk you through to add us as a manager. If you can't get in, then he'll help you get, another option where we can kind of get in through the back door. Now, after you get off the phone with him, what I want you to do is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews, because 2 years ago, this guy named Chris Vincent went on and gave you a 1-star review. So even though you've gotten a couple of 5-stars since that, it's looking bad. It gives you a 3.7 overall. So I'm going to compose a review generator email and send it to you, and that will help you get some more 5-star reviews here and there, and that will boost up that score tremendously for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So,
but
I just got an email from Saul.
You got an email from James, you mean?
Yeah, I guess, from Vocal Splash. And I don't have, I don't even know how, it says, so I don't have a desktop.
Okay, you can do it from your phone. What you can do is you can put your phone on speaker, and then you can access the internet through your phone, and James will show you how to do that. So just bear with me. I better clear the line because I told him 2 minutes. I don't want you to miss his call.
Okay.
So I'll get off the line, and I'll explain to him that you're going to do it on your cell phone, okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, bye.
Bye.